I don't remember exactly what the first poem I wrote was, but I do remember the first sort of longer poem I wrote was actually a book report in rhyming quatrains that responded to my very favorite book at the time, Watership Down, which I had read 11 times. And I continued to turn in poems for extra credit. That particular poem was really terrible, by the way. And it became a habit for me. I think I was writing sort of continually from that point on, and submitting to, you know, magazines like Young Miss. I remember being infuriated by the stuff that they would publish, which was incredibly sugary and sentimental. And my stuff had, you know, it was a little bit morbid, you know. In fact, I had some correspondence with a 7th grade English teacher, and he sent me a copy of a poem that I turned in to him, which I'm gonna read you a couple quatrains because I find it amusing. And I'm here in my office, and it's up on my board. It's called Time. Time stays with the lonely, hanging on till end, unwinding itself gradually, helping old wounds mend. Time clings to the unhappy, giving them no rest, sucking their hearts out of them till there is no more left. And here we have the penultimate stanza. Time never grows old, but grows newer and newer each year, leaving its victims to die while it finds another one near. So I guess I was like 13 when I wrote that. That's like a good representation of one of my early poems. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't really correspond with how I remember myself at the age of 13, because I don't remember being like a particularly sort of, you know, deep kid. Yeah, it was certainly emotional, but God knows where that poem came from, given the fact that in my journal I would actually grade my days. You know, today was a B+. You know. So those are, I guess, my first poems.